Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Welcome to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. My name is Makua Ray, your host this evening. Glad that you could tune in and join the conversation. For those of you who have been taking this journey of the seven key facts with us, we're on key fact number 5 tonight. So we're going to get into some of that shortly. Again, thank you for tuning in, and we're going to let a little bit of music roll here. We just set the tone. Appreciate you. Feel free to call in to the studio. The number is 347-855-8448. You can visit our Facebook page, Facebook Calendar Truth on Facebook. You can find out some information right there. It's that call-in number as well. Please tune in. Thank you for joining in, and we'll be right back. One love. We appreciate it. Welcome, 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 Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. Just letting that beat ride a little bit because we have an incredible journey tonight in the show in terms of what we want to dive into. We've been highlighting these seven key facts, and we're on fact number 5 tonight. But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to my brother Ruben, who's just called in. Welcome him to the show tonight. We have some exciting things lined up. How you doing, brother?
In Lakesh, and greetings to all the listeners. Thank you so much, Brother Makua, for having again this space to keep talking about this very important matter.
Okay, well, I don't know if you can hear me there, but you're breaking up a little bit.
No events happening.
Okay, there you are.
Breaking a little bit. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're clear. Can you hear me? Maybe it's my connection.
I'm hearing you, yeah, but it's breaking up a little bit. Connection, yes. So what I would think is that I'm really honored and happy to be again. To the subject of calendar and understand. We have tonight a very, very special guest on the side. We will be announcing her later. But yes, this is quite a window of time that we are experiencing. This is about the energy of the mother, the month of the mother, and we have a very auspicious synchronization with the 13th calendar. They are only one day off. Very, very unique window to talk about this subject, and considering what is happening around the world for the last 2 weeks, it's very important that we are going to touch tonight.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not sure if you're able to hear me, but I know the connection sounds to me like your Wi-Fi might be a little slow. Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you want me to call again?
Maybe try calling again, and we'll just see how that works. I'll play a little music, and then we'll try to get you back on the line and see how that's working, just to make sure everything is clear before we get into the special guest. Okay.
Okay.
People look around.
Thank you.
What do you see? Thank you.
Give what you can, even if you are lost your lines in the sand. And dig, always dig a little deeper. Sometimes it's hard to be my brother's keeper. Love, so you let love in. Baby, I am home in the wake of your skin. And it's crazy how we wear our ceremony. Always be open to your path and your journey. Yes, she cradles my loneliness, a home in a forest nest. Universal test, you the weight of my love. Put your hand on my chest and rest. In the cradle of my arms, the battle that we face is a place where our scars come from. And to pick up the gun, my love, we are destined to teach these ones to be brave and never run away. Courage is birthed from the womb on the first light of day. Yeah, the day you were born, you came out perfect, never meant to be torn in silence. Never been so loud in the violence. Never been so proud of a people. When we're fighting for a change, not afraid to lose it all, despite all the rage. We are animals and we cannot be caged. Provoke us to fight, so we burn a little sage and write poetry wider than the enemy will ever be. The mind.
human souls. So we carve them into storytelling poems. Cause we're always searching for a certain goal. A pattern of physics, a role. Don't believe how you're told and open. Open up your fist, a misconception. You can fight like this and praise. With the power of prayer of God on our side, we can take the stairs to the heavens. Flipping through my chapter 7, I live with the snakes in the great deception of court. In this country for men who steal from the mother on paper with pen. And we're tripping down a red dirt road and we're asking, it's the way we should go. Kissing soft up feet of my goddess. We walk the earth, baby, yeah.
children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right. Saying, let's get together and feel all right. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them help us all this.
Save the world, or does the world need saving? The question that we lead off with is, does the world need saving? That's a very interesting way of putting it. Most people say we want to go heal the world. Most people say we need to save the earth. But does the world need saving? The answer to that actually is yes and no. Insofar as the human species is a part of the world needs saving. It's the human species that needs to save itself from itself. The only cause of any problem, or even why the question would arise, does the world need saving, or can we save the world? The only reason that question would even arise is because of the human species, the crazy two-leggeds who have taken over the earth. The issue then really is, can the human beings stop themselves from destroying themselves as a key ingredient of the earth? Of course, we believe the answer is yes, we can do that. We can stop ourselves. We can keep ourselves from self-destruction. It may also be that the Creator has a plan that will keep the human beings from even getting to that point. The world in itself, the Earth, Mother Earth, Mother Earth has taken care of herself for over 4 billion years. And I'm quite certain that Mother Earth will continue to take care of herself. She has survived meteorites, comets, any number of celestial perturbances that have struck her and changed her climate, volcanoes, everything else. The Earth doesn't need to be saved in that sense. The human species needs to save itself from itself. The Earth will go on. It has a spirit, it has an energy, and a truth far beyond what the petty mortal reasoning of the human race can conceive. How do we save ourselves? That's the real question. The next question, which is, I think, very much related to that, is world peace possible in our time? I have an emphatic yes to that question. I have felt that for many, many years, for most of my life. I felt that peace is possible within our life, within our lifetime. Most people would look around and say, it's absurd to think that. It's absurd to think that we could keep from destroying ourselves. How can we possibly do this? Well, the issue is, what makes the human race distinct from the other species? Of course, we could say what makes us distinct is our ability to destroy, our violence, our inability to control ourselves, our capacity to spread all over the earth indiscriminately, our ability to create trash wherever we go. We could say, oh, that makes us distinct. But we can also say what makes us distinct in actuality is that we have spirit, that we have a soul, that we have a soul essence, that we have consciousness, and that our consciousness can expand and be raised. And this is the point. If there is to be peace in our lifetime, it will be because we have a capacity in our consciousness to actually change ourselves and to change the world. The collective possibility of our consciousness as a unified, synchronized force has yet to be truly tapped. It is through the synchronization of a collective mass of consciousness that we can attain peace and that we can change the world. The great psychic Edgar Cayce once said that if the human consciousness were harnessed together as a force, it could actually change the activity of the sun. This is the truth. The sun affects our electromagnetic field. The electromagnetic affects our brain. Our brain can affect the electromagnetic field. We know that we live in a field of consciousness. We know that we live in a bioelectromagnetic field. And how we think and how we feel and how we do can change that whole field. There were studies that were being made by the Princeton University research group, as well as another organization called the Global Coherence Initiative, and they demonstrated that, for instance, at the 9/11, that there was a great spike in consciousness. And satellites actually detected a perturbance in the electromagnetic field And that was due to the massive response in the human psyche to what was occurring at the 9/11. Even more interesting is that there was a spike in consciousness and in the electromagnetic field more than 20 minutes before that event, which demonstrated that there was some kind of intuition in the collective unconscious foreshadowing that occurrence. We know that the medicine men can make thunderstorms, can change the weather patterns. Well, the collective human consciousness can actually change the electromagnetic field of the Earth, the collective human consciousness as a synchronized force, can change the whole field of consciousness itself. This is very possible, and it's attainable in a very, very short period of time. All we need to do is to put out the word to create mass global synchronized meditations with this particular focused purpose, and we will be able to do it. We will be able to actually create peace and create miracles.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Yes, welcome to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. This is Makua. Thank you for staying tuned with us. We've been experiencing a couple of technical challenges this evening, but hopefully we're able to keep you engaged with some of those vibrations, the music and such. Also happy to have played some audio footage from Jose Arguelles, La Lumbotan, from several years ago, discussing the ability for us to, as he said, affirmatively, yes, we can transform and make the change necessary, because the question of whether or not we can save the world is not the emphasis. The world will save itself, but can we change ourselves to be in greater harmony with the world and therefore experience a completely different paradigm, a new paradigm, a transformation? So I hope you got something out of that audio, and it really sets the tone for this evening in terms of the discussion. We have, with our technical challenge, been unable to really hear Ruben in Bogota, Colombia, with consistency there. But hopefully you all are able to hear me at least, and we can continue the dialogue. We have had a caller on the lines for a little while as well, so we want to bring them in shortly. But in the meantime, I want to recap what we're focusing on this evening with the focus on key fact number 5. Number 5 states, we are at an evolutionary crossroads on Earth. There is an increasing atmosphere of war and conflict on Earth. Everyone who loves peace wants to do something, and we need to do something new, something that will stop the violence and the injustice, something that will stop the war, something radically simple. How about stopping time and changing the calendar? Yes, if we can stop the time, we can end the time of war, and then we can enter a new time of peace. The choice is actually ours. It's not as impossible as it sounds. Stopping time could be the greatest collective self-empowerment the human race has ever experienced. And this exercise in self-empowerment is just waiting for you to join in. But don't hesitate. As the saying has it, time is of the essence. To change the calendar now is to change the course of history and to revolutionize altogether the future of civilization on Earth. We must understand that the artificial operating system we have lived under for more than 4 centuries has contributed, more than anything, to the enduring and increasing chaos perpetuated throughout the planet, affecting Mother Earth in ways we have been conditioned to simply ignore. No longer can we afford to remain ignorant. And we do have a choice. And that's, again, why we convene this conversation, this dialogue on Calendar Referendum Initiative 2020, which is actually an enactment, a vision in motion to bring before people the world over a consideration for changing our planetary and interconnected relation with life and nature and our human relations by changing the calendar, with the understanding that the calendar we've been living within is its own operating system. It's a program that was placed on original people, indigenous people the world over, that already had their synchronicities and their natural time systems. So the disorientation that results when you come and impose this erratic format of accounting and timekeeping and such onto people already involved in life in their own ways, many ways, harmonic ways, peaceful ways, it's a complete shift. So to get clear, that's the key. That's the key. And to get clear, we recommend the consideration of changing the calendar to a frequency and a synchrony that is actually in nature. It's inherent, not only in nature, but also in our human biology. There's ways the timing frequency shows up in us. So when we say in the time being, in fact, we are the time beings. Human beings have a particular relationship to time. And so this is a process of actually reclaiming the relationship we have to time in a way that helps us benefit one another and create a real and true regenerative culture for the generations yet to come, for these seeds, as Georgia Ann Muldrow sang about earlier with the playlist there. So with that said, I want to go ahead and try the line here and see if we can get Ruben to join in and if it's gonna, if the signal will hold, and also bring our caller, Kelly, into the conversation. Ruben, are you with me?
Yes, we are here. I don't know if you can hear me well because it seems like the internet has been experiencing a lot of issues. If you can hear me well or not.
I can hear you. I do hear you, and I want to definitely welcome you, and hopefully you can hear me as well.
Yeah, I can hear you well. It's still we have a little bit of interference, but we can go in track.
Okay. So I want to ask you. Do you have your guest with you in person this evening?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. Yeah, I want to greet your guest and thank her for joining the program this evening.
Yeah, let me actually, in order to introduce her, to give a little background of the we certainly need a new. We are at an evolutionary crossroads. It's the fifth point, and to find new creative solutions to go through this transition, through this chaotic moment of transition for the planet in terms of geopolitical events, military events, and. Mm-hmm. Just to give a situation, it is important for both of us. The president of Colombia was in Washington just Friday, and it was the last interview that we had before embarking into this new trip that is going to bring a lot of shifts and a lot of new conditions emerging in the geopolitical arena. So the guest tonight is that has been in Colombia for a long time in elevating the consciousness of and women. She's an elder from this country. Her name is. She has been writing books for the last 50 years or more. And she's been putting into a historic timeline and a context, a cultural context, what has been going on. Not only in Colombia, we have this year the peace treaty being implemented years. And she's here in the country speaking about the human rights, children rights, and bringing new solutions to see if we can solve the current challenges that we are experiencing with an elevated perspective. And having said that, I want to welcome Aitara, our guest tonight. She's here with me, and I will let her take over.
Do I speak like this?
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear her?
It is a very great pleasure to be with you all from Colombia.
Thank you. Thank you.
As I said, I have been in this planet, as you call it, Mother Earth, for many, many years, and I have been 50 years out of my territory, which is the country I was born. So I implemented my life as a single group. Then I just went around, just going around and with the wind, and wind cosmic. My question today about the new earth and the new style and the new mode we have to go. And the important thing is to value what we have been receiving right now. For me, are the new children, the new creation. He will never talk about the new race. And we know very well that this beautiful knowledge that came from the ancients, such as Incas, Kogis, Mayas, are always about this new time, the fifth sun, the new period, and Sorbindo call it the new frequency that will bring the stars, these children, that he called the new creation. So saying that, the new creation for us was delivered massively, 2002. And my proposition with something that I wrote about called the Panda is that we need schools for parents, grandparents, and tutors of these children. Because the grandparents and the parents will remember how is the new education there. The sun. So I suppose that we have to relearn how to treat the not time people that is coming back from the not time. I repeat, they are timeless, and we are very impressed what is about this new race called the new creation, which are these children of today. And it's very easy, profoundly believe that we can be. Again, the new mothers and the new parents and the new grandparents with new education. They are talking a lot about new education. They are talking about the issue of these young, beautiful beings that are totally challenging the world as a new species. As you can see, that's my point of view, that's my frequency. When I can see very well how the yin and yang call the feminine and the masculine are totally changed. So we can see how these little women, little girls, are carrying the benefit of the masculine and vice versa. The little guys are not macho anymore. You can see them as beautiful, sweet flowers because they are flowering really with her. They need a real love from anyone around. They don't need to understand. And they are so much in conflict with all this information they are carrying with them. And they just disconnect. We call it, this man that Asperger said, in the real point, in this massive, disruptive way, disconnected totally. And they cannot carry on with these beautiful memories that are coming to show them the knowledge, because they are children, of course. So we need this new education for these parents to be more patients. And I'm saying we need the triple patience to accept what is them with this world of us. They cannot really connect with us without all the love and patience. Why are they here? That's my perspective of respect. That's my very well. I am seeing it in the streets in this country for the last months and 2 years. And the parents are very surprised. And I'm seeing it, I am peace. I'm seeing roaring of laughter. I am peace. I am peace. Nobody will tell you the peace. Nobody will give you the peace but yourself. That's my first proposition.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then to add to what just Alba said, that we need to understand that what we experience today is this technical difficulties is part of this challenges that we are experiencing now with technology, in which technology is really going very fast and is really difficult for parents and for children to keep up with technology. And all these diagnostics and names that we have given to our lack or inability to keep our consciousness focused and our in the now, because we have been bombarded by technology. We have so many applications, so many gadgets that are available, and kids love this. So in order to give more context to the work that she's doing here, she has been traveling also the world, has been in places like Oroville. We met in Mount Shasta. She has been in Italy, in Assisi. So she's a globetrotter, and she has been seeing this progressive shift in consciousness. And it's unfortunately, it's a degenerative shift right now. And what we are proposing and the emphasis on is to bring back simple tools like the 13-moon, 28-day calendar to bring us back to frequency and appreciate the difference of a life driven by technology and a life driven by natural circles. So this is a really sensitive subject right now because of the moment at the microcosm in Colombia and Venezuela for the last 2 weeks. So how can we implement these changes and this very painful to share the wisdom shared tonight, and I hope that we could keep.
Thank you. I think that's the last point. I'm not going to realize, I think, this miracle of having peace and being totally absent of war. We have to be patient and knowing that future is now. But for the children that came now are the future. We can start bringing to an army that is really in Afghanistan or in Turkey, whatever, want to be, that you have to change. You cannot change immediately. We have to get patience, and we have to put the seed, and I think the seed is not another children. So we start with children with all the confidence that with patience in the no time they are going to give us really we can just get it on time, but we have to start now. If we go on over and over about talking about peace, and we want to achieve peace today and make treaties, why don't we make it very symbolic and beautiful that becomes real one more? We make a treaty with children because we have to raise consciousness. Arguelles met North Aurobindo in embodiment, but he met the writings of Sri Aurobindo in India. And he said, we are going around teaching, making workshops about this and that all over. And all of a sudden, I realized that the only thing we are not having ourselves is the opportunity to change and raise consciousness. Where is, for now, consciousness beyond mind? As Sri Aurobindo will say it again, this wise man, 100 years ago, more than 100. Supramental, which is a telepathic momentum of transmitting through the supramental, that's why the machine that we use in Sobe, called the brain, has been now dismissed. Yeah. The science discovered lately, I'm so glad about that, that the heart, the neurons are more profound and broad that in the brain. So now we can conceive that the heart is the real being that we have this body, and the machine goes on. Then comes the telephones and the new vein for us to communicate. We'll go back into telepathy, heart to heart. We will go back into, yes, I'm connected, heart to heart. These new things are connecting people and getting them totally disconnect with the more reality, rove and these clouds. By the way, there's something called cloud that gets totally this lack of harmony from all the waves of these new projects, taking them out of their reality, which is the new vision that they came to this. So they disconnect people, psychiatrists, all kind of people that overindulge in and say, no, you kids, no, they are just disconnected because they need this or that. No, they don't need that. They don't need to be the focus of our attention. And more vision are the future. And the distractions of the new tools is just a distraction. And I'm not talking about the fact that everyone knows the vaccines and the rest. That's outrageous, in my opinion. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your presence and sharing your wisdom and your essence of peace. I think that really standing out to me, you know, you holding that energy there as well as elsewhere on your travels is a certain blessing. And so it's a wonderful thing to share with you and to hear about your story and journey and what you're bringing in this effort, and especially by emphasizing the future is now. I love that. I appreciate that very much. And I feel that that's why we're all participating in this work of peace building and creative living, you know, for the future, which is now. So giving thanks for that work and the continuity of our generations, that's really what is being called for. And so we're very fortunate to be here at a time such as this. As we said, I mean, an evolutionary crossroads.
Uh-huh.
So it's an amazing, amazing opportunity. And so it's an honor to have your presence with us on this show. And I'm hoping we can have you on again, because I know the connection has been very spotty in and out. So we're hoping to be able to gather some of what was said, because what all of what you have said, I can feel the essence of the energy in your voice. as well as the things I'm able to hear very clearly. But I want to definitely honor that and make sure that we can share your message forward with the people who will listen to this broadcast and find other ways as well to work with each other in support of this this great work.
Thank you for everything and receiving me and to Ben. And I will give to everyone of you people that are listening to us a rose for the heart, a magenta rose for the heart. I don't give hands. I don't shake hands. I just give roses for the heart. When the people extend their hands, they are taken for your heart. So take it and to the Mother Earth and to this beautiful new creation that came up. Thank you for coming. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming to us. We hope to deserve you. Thank you for your name again. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, in that, I'd like to actually move into a bit of audio recording from Loidin Arguelles, who I want to ask Ruben if you'd like to say some words setting this up, but I know you acknowledge Mother's Day that was celebrated in America recently. I'm not sure if that's a national holiday in Colombia, Mother's Day. Is it?
Yeah, this is not only the Mother's Day is Mother month of May, usually full with important days and commemorate the feminine energy. So we want to really honor in the how the earth is being now presented by the energy of the moon and the female aspect is also embodied by the moon, has a very important event effect. She serves as the mother of this new information, of this new understanding of we can hear from her own being the calendar as tools to shape our biology and our consciousness. She gave from a feminine perspective, and this is a worship that she gave to women, probably 2009, 2010, I'm not sure, but I will let the audio make the work, and because she just passed 3 years ago around this time, and also around this time of the year, May 15 and May 16. She arrived to this world on May 15, 1943, and she left this world on May 16, 2014. So having said that, and because of this is the month of May, it's very, very in resonance with the Maya. And this is a very heartfelt tribute that we... thank you so much.
Perfect, perfect. Here we go. Loidin Arguelles, as you mentioned, giving a conversation in using or working in natural time. And the question she begins with, how do we measure time? Here we go.
I can ask first the question, how we measure time is really the subject of calendars, timing mechanisms. How do we measure our time? Well, in 1989, when I was with Jose in the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland, we were already living according to the Mayan codes of this 1320 cycle. And when we visited the museum, we called it the Museum of Mechanized Time, we had our aha moment and understood that how we measure time really does affect how we live our life. And it was at that time we identified that the irregularity of the Gregorian calendar had really thrown us out of our natural timing frequency. So I don't know if any of you as a child wondered why these 12 months would have different numbers of days, and that the only day, February, that had 28 days was the one day that they, every 4 years, they added a day to. So there's total illogic to the Gregorian calendar. Now, any woman knows that when she's gone to her obstetrician and is told when her baby is coming, well, they're using a Gregorian calendar. So in principle, our babies always arrive a week late or a week early, according to that timing frequency. But we have an inherent timing frequency in our body. We are time. I am time. I live in my time. And time can be subjective. If you're at a really boring lecture, it'll take forever, and you'll sit and think, oh, it took such a long time. When you're enjoying yourself, time can fly by. That's the example of the way in which time is really subjective. But we are very early in our life taught about the Gregorian calendar. And the Gregorian calendar could be seen as an instrument of control. The Gregorian calendar codified in 1582 by Pope Gregory the 13th, at that time, putting that calendar into its current form, that calendar was used throughout the colonization process when the Vatican had the edict that said, if a Christian finds a land held by non-Christians, that Christian has the right to take the land. And that's the whole story of the colonizing of planet Earth. And what better way to colonize people who are living in natural time than to give them a calendar that throws them completely out of their intuition?
Powerful wisdom right there, making the connection with colonization and this false erroneous timing system. And that is the choice point where we find ourselves now. I know we've had a caller who called in a couple of times. I want to see if she's on the line again with us. Kelly, are you on the line with us at all?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. I want to welcome you to the conversation. As you can probably hear, we've had a couple of technical challenges with our callers from Colombia, but I want to welcome you to Calendar Truth. Hopefully you can hear me clearly.
I hear you perfectly.
Wonderful, wonderful. So where? Tell me where you're calling from.
Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
Beautiful. Oh, that's amazing. That must be a wonderful vista, an incredible view for you.
It is. It really is. And I live in a grid-tie solar house, and I'm a solar engineer, and I've also lived off the grid for 6 years.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Lots of fun here.
Thank you. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for living off the grid for 6 years. That's amazing. I mean, that's, I can imagine it's no easy thing to do. But that's, I mean, that sounds fantastic. I mean, that's something, in fact, I was in a conversation earlier today with people sharing how I have a passion for earth building, using earth and materials to build, and then in relationship with that, you know, wanting to do something like that for myself in the future at some point to truly begin to live in a regenerative way or a connected way with nature. And it sounds like you are living the dream. And that's amazing.
Yep, I try to.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. So I'd love to... Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you guys. I feel like I'm finally finding my lost tribe of people because I think you're so spot on in realizing that the calendar needs reformed And I like to tell people, when you think about technology and how everything's advancing, what's the one thing that's trapped back when people thought the Earth was flat? Our calendar. It needs to evolve. And
yes.
And I believe we can reconnect it with nature, because, in my opinion, the current design of the calendar was to put man at the center of the world, like the church thought, and it's a mind control tool that keeps us in a rhythm to celebrate nationalistic and religious holidays, which both separate and divide people. And if we all can unite under nature, we can then this more peace. And so I'm really happy to know that there are other people out there, because I actually feel like I'm working alone in the work that I do towards calendar reform. It's I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall, you know, like it's hard to get people to care about it, but that's why I'm happy to find you, your group.
Well, we're so glad that you have found us, and we have been therefore blessed with your presence and your effort, because I definitely can relate to the fact that to actually hold a mantle of this nature, like considering the suggestion to completely change the calendar, it's quite startling for people to consider. I mean, at the same time, people don't ever really consider the calendar at all. And so to step back and to really take a view as to the impact that living within the measure, if you will, of the Gregorian calendar for so long without any real awareness of it, without a deeper appreciation for how it has been used, as you said, for mind control or to manipulate or to control certain things. It's a profound impact that we've experienced.
I've been working on a calendar on my own since 2006, but actually go back to second grade, getting in arguments with my teacher about why the hands of the clock go around the clock two times a day whenever the Earth only turns once a day. And so I've always held this logic, this consciousness of how the world we live in doesn't always make sense and isn't logical. And because what I'm doing with, I actually have developed what I call nature's calendar. And now I know you guys are the 13 moon calendar. And let me back up a little bit. When I first started this, I tried to integrate the 13 moon calendar, but I found it continually shifts and can't fit into a regular 365-day year if you actually go by the moon, because I actually went to the trouble of actually plotting the moon around the circles within a year, and it slips. The moon keeps slipping, so I had to abandon. And so as I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm a solar engineer, so now the calendar that I call nature's calendar, it was the Aquarian calendar, but now I change it to nature's calendar. And the main focus of my calendar is to align with solar energy. And I noticed your previous call about the yin-yang symbol. And just to give you a little bit of background, are you aware that the yin-yang symbol comes from solar energy?
I would imagine. I mean, I'm not aware of it specifically, but when I think of that, I think of the hydrogen helium exchange in that process just forever, or what I know of as forever, the life of the sun, if you will.
I'll explain to you. What the ancient Chinese did is they took an 8-foot pole and they stuck it in the ground, and starting at the summer solstice, they started measuring the shadow that it made on the ground. Every 15 days, they measured the shadow of that pole, and it got longer and longer and longer as you went to winter solstice. And then what they did is they took the length of that shadow and they plotted it around a circle. When it got to the winter solstice, they said that the chi or energy changed direction, and then they plotted the length of the shadow from the inside circle out, and it makes the yin-yang symbol. And that's what most people
perfect sense.
Know. And you can do it. You can practice it in your yard, and you can see it. It's the science. So my calendar incorporates that yin and yang symbol, also incorporates
beautiful.
The star of David, which is the Merkaba, the upright triangle and the downright triangle.
Yes. Yes.
Incorporate because that's the light. Now, while I totally love your calendar in many ways, as a solar energy, I have to wish that you guys could integrate solar somehow into your calendar. And I'll tell you why, because I think that in many of the religions evolved off of the sun, but then the church took over the reverence for the sun and put it onto an actual man, and I'm not trying to put anybody's religion down, but they disconnected us from nature then. They said, you just have to man and don't worry about the sun. But even the Anastasi Indians aligned their house with the sun, and, you know, if they were in the northern hemisphere, vice versa, if you're in the southern hemisphere. But by doing this, just imagine if 2,000 years ago our calendar incorporated having reverence and aligning with the sun. Every house that has been built in the United States could be absorbing this natural passive solar energy. And if we did that, we'd have less need for war because we would have less of a need for oil. And if we did that, we would spend less of our time working a work day to earn money to pay for oil because it's God-given energy and sunlight that is there for everyone. But, you know, these oil companies have suppressed this aligning with solar. And the reason they do this is because they want to have a control over everybody, just like control water now. And they're trying to privatize our roads. Then we're in the frog that's in the pot of water that's slowly boiling. They're taking away, they want to keep us dependent and on them that we can't survive in nature like God intended us to be able to live in harmony with the planet. And if you study just the way that the sun aligns, I mean, I could go on and on about this,
but we appreciate you. This is fantastic. No, this is very good because I do agree that there is need, and I would love to learn more about your calendar in particular because, as you're saying, you're connecting specifically with the cycles of the moon, and you understand there's a shift and an adjustment of that, as that would occur naturally, and then also the connection with the sun. I mean, these things are definitely related to the work and the focus that we have with a 13-month, 28-day calendar. And I do think that they are actually, in many ways, very much connected, and I would love to dive into that more deeply, but I would certainly love to learn more about your work as well. I know that we are going to shift a little bit here because I want to check back in with our folks on the phone and just to make sure they're calling in for Colombia. So I want to make sure that they're still with us and let me see if we still have them on the line because we actually have just but a few minutes left for the broadcast this evening. But thank you so much for calling in. Hold one sec. Greetings, Ruben. And our guests, are we still here? Okay, good. Thank you. Give thanks. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that say again?
Yeah, it's a shame that we have technical difficulties. But it is what it is, and it's part of the conversation, of course. It's this technological aspect. What the listener said, and this show, we are talking about the biosphere, noosphere, which we are right now, and it's stressful.
We're having trouble hearing you there. Yes, sir. It continues to cut out, though, so it's a little bit of a problem. I wanna definitely just extend gratitude to the guest for the show this evening. Because just having the opportunity to share and connect in this energy, it's definitely inspiring, and I want to do it again. I want to make sure that we can have another opportunity for a future broadcast where we can hopefully have a stronger connection with technology to support the conversation. But certainly, I want to extend our gratitude. We only have about 3 minutes before this episode will be done. But again, thank you so much, and I look forward to the future connection.
Thank you. Tyler.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I also want to say thank you so much to Kelly calling in, and that was a special connection as well with her. And again, I hope to get her information here offline just so we can follow up and learn about the work she's been doing and what she's modeling living in Colorado with what to me sounds like a lot of information and application and activation, in fact, in a way that can be very beneficial. So it's a real blessing to even have been magnetizing all of your powerful energy to the show this evening, and I hope that we continue with this for future broadcasts as well. So thank you so much, Kelly, as well. And we'll continue on. I'm going to play a little music to take us home, but I want to thank you again for tuning in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. Pardon the technical interruptions, but nevertheless, we appreciate, love you, and we'll always, with that said, I'll play a little Sons of Light for the good solar energy and all of the potency of these times as we do truly face this evolutionary crossroads and choice point. We give thanks for you. 13 months, 28 days.info online, and we'll talk to you soon.
Let the world feel that. Forward motion, we can't go back. All we need is the vibration. Then every day we'll be celebrating. Sweet melodies blowing through the trees. On another way, feeling the breeze. A better day. Together we'll meditate and elevate. You love me to my core. I'm always gonna cherish. Never be held back. No,
okay,
love in deep and so pure. If you could really show me that, I'm always gonna give it back. Whoa.
Change your mind, change the world.